Now, back to Lansing's only live afternoon talk show, Ebling and You, on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here with Scott Eckersley, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Sometimes when you're a mayor and you're running for statewide office, you just get pulled in a lot of different directions. And that explains why Virg Bernera was not with us at 5:08. The good news is we have located Mr. Mayor, and he is with us now. Hello, Virg. How are you?
Good. How are you, Jack?
Very good. Some good news today, I think more good news for the city of Lansing involving General Motors. What can you tell us?
Well, we finally nailed down that, I think it's about $163 million coming our way. From old GM to clean up the contaminated GM sites in cities across the state, Detroit, Flint, Pontiac, Lansing. It's something that my association was fighting for, my group of mayors that I formed, the Mayor's Automotive Coalition. And so it's now official.
What relevance does this have to the announcement today out of Washington with the federal trust fund for this?
Because certain contracts had to be signed, and it had to go through that trust fund because of the relationship with the federal government and the way the bankruptcy was done. So it's a lot of formality, which finalizes what we originally took to the president shortly after he was sworn in, asking for a trust fund, the creation of a trust fund to deal with these leftover properties. Our concern as mayors was that cities were going to be left on the hook, even though we were for the GM rescue, and we knew the company would be divided into two, the new GM and the old GM. We didn't want, as mayors, to be left holding the bag for our taxpayers to have to clean that up just in our cities, and now we've got help from the federal government to do that.
Well, good news with the new GM as well in terms of the $37 million in new technology coming in for the Delta Township plant. But when we talk about this money for the cleanup sites, but the environment aside, what does this do for future investment, Virg?
Well, it really clears the way. It paves the way for redevelopment of those sites. In the Lansing area, we've got the two sites along Saginaw, the Verlinden plant, the former metal stamping plant, the craft center. What was the craft center there that people know these as? So it's those three sites there along Saginaw, two in the township and one in the city, where now there'll be money to clear the way for redevelopment, because the problem is the potential contamination is as bad as, you know, anything real that might be there, because it scares developers away. Now there's money there for the cleanup. Now it changes the view completely for developers who might look at the land. It allows us to really go out and actively market those sites. So it's a game changer for the development of those sites. It's very exciting news for the Lansing region and for the other areas of the state that will be getting this money. It really paves the way for further development.
It seems that momentum is critical, and when you get some good news, it begets other good news. In most cases, not all, as we saw this week, but in terms of new jobs, job growth in the Lansing region, the Milken Institute, an independent public policy organization, released a report today naming Lansing among the top 10 communities in the country, and there was a time when Lansing wouldn't have been in the top 10 in the county, but top 10 in the country, top performing economy in the state of Michigan. How big of a factor was that in terms of some of the other things that we have seen? It all seems to be working together with some synergy.
It really is, Jack. I mean, again, this is very exciting for Lansing. This is nothing that we created, that we paid for or bought. This is an independent source that comes in and looks at cities. And, we've worked hard to create the right environment in Lansing, to foster the right environment for development. And, we have $500 million in new investment in the city. We have 6,000 new jobs. And I've been saying that. Of course, I've been saying it a little louder because of the gubernatorial campaign. And this is just proof. It's sort of independent verification that, in fact, it's true, that things are happening. If you feel that things are happening in Lansing, it's because they are. And compared to the rest of the state and country now, I got to say, I was a little surprised at how high we rank in the country. that things are turning around. But it's exciting news. It's more news that we can market, Jack. It's like you say, you know, success begets success. That's something we can go out and market and say, Lansing, this is a winning region. Businesses want to go where there is growth and momentum happening, and it is. And the $37 million you mentioned at the Lansing Delta plant shows, again, it's GM's continued investment. The fact that they're putting in this economy at this time, in this global environment, putting in $37 million into that plant, that says we're going to be a going concern for many years to come. And, of course, you know, I'm excited. I'm just so hopeful that we'll be coming up with an announcement soon. We've been working with GM for a further expansion at the Grand River plant, at the Cadillac plant. We're looking for and hoping for a big announcement there that'll be $200 million and a new global platform and 600 new jobs. We're in the hunt for that. I feel very good about where that's headed.
When would that be, Virg? What's the timetable on that?
Well, we've been told by General Motors, you know, it's that a decision will be made in a matter of weeks rather than months. Mm-hmm. So we've been working on it and working on it. As you know, we've talked about it on your program many times.
Yes.
We've had our best people on it. I mean, I'm in regular contact with officials at General Motors, even while on the trail, of course. And I feel very good about where it's headed. Our whole team has been working on it. That, again, that will ensure GM's presence for years to come. And it demonstrates, again, that you know, manufacturing is a big part of our future. It's not just part of our past, that we make great vehicles. We make great products. We have the best talented, productive workers in the world. That's not just a slogan. We prove it. The Milken Foundation proves it. GM's continued investment proves it. And we need to continue to invest and support our workers.
When you hear that Lansing has the seventh greatest job growth in any metro region in America, when you hear the Kiplinger Foundation report that lists Lansing as one of the top 10 cities for young people, what's the next step to make sure that message is heard loud and clear around the world?
Well, you know, I launched this Make It in Michigan for Free program for my gubernatorial campaign, mm-hmm. and I'm very serious about you know, the campaign and about serving as governor. But even if that doesn't work out, Jack,
right.
and I stay mayor,
yeah.
It won't be the end of the world for me because I love Lansing and I love being mayor.
Could you have Make It in Lansing for free?
Well, you know, why not? Why not? Let's work and make that happen. You know what? We'll market Lansing, and maybe the state will still. You know what? Maybe even if I'm not governor, the state will still do something creative and bold. I think we have to do something bold like that to break through the noise,
mm-hmm.
and get people to take another look. I mean, look at that Symmetry Medical thing. We were competing with Indiana and Malaysia. They pay $2 an hour in Malaysia. I mean, that's difficult to compete with. I don't expect, you know, I hope we don't get to the point where Americans have to work for $2 an hour, but that means we have to do other things to make manufacturing possible in this country. I just don't believe we can let all of our manufacturing prowess go to Mexico and China and Malaysia and places like that. I think you got to not only do the R&D and the engineering, but you got to do a good portion of the advanced manufacturing as well.
I still believe Henry Ford had it right. He wanted a workforce that made enough money to buy the product.
Exactly. I mean, there is some magic to that, to creating that middle class of people who are paid a decent wage so they end up with enough money in their pocket after they make their house payment and have a little something for their kids, for their education and so on, that they can occasionally go out to eat, you know, maybe go up north, go fishing. That middle class, that works for everybody. It works for the economy. And right now the middle class is under attack. And I think that I continue to believe that manufacturing, advanced manufacturing, is key to it all because of the supply chain, because of the multiplier effect. People, we know from studies that manufacturing is different from other jobs because there's a reverberating effect. For every one manufacturing job, you get something like 3 to 5 other jobs created because when you're making something, there's a supply chain. There's a trucking, there's transportation involved in getting the stuff there. There's the supply chain. There's maybe advertising around selling it. So there is magic to having manufacturing and putting the P in GDP, gross domestic product.
All right. You mentioned the word market. That brings us to marketplace and the logjam, the stalemate, a 4-4 vote of city council. I know that you weren't happy with that, and I know that you would love to see people sit down and re-examine this. It doesn't sound like Pat Gillespie thinks this is possible. How do you get people to reconsider this, and how do you break this stalemate?
Well, you know, at the risk of being impolite, Jack, if I got to get some people together and knock some heads together, I'm going to do that. Now, I know, you know, I've been out of town, but I've been on the phone with everybody involved, although, you know, some people haven't returned my calls, some council members. I'm not going to mention any names because I'm trying to negotiate in good faith. But, look, I'm gonna get back there, and I believe this can be done. I think there's some personalities involved. I think people have dug in. They've dug themselves into positions, to certain postures. And we ought to be not committed to positions. We ought to be committed to, you know, the issue and trying to get to yes. And don't worry about your posture and who's going to save face and so on. And so I'm hoping I can break through all that. It is still the fact, Jack, that there's more to be gained by getting to yes for all sides.
Yes.
You know, nobody, Pat Gillespie's not going to benefit if we don't get it done. And labor, the unions, they're not going to benefit if there's no project at all.
Right. Virg, is this something that has to happen relatively quickly, as some people have indicated, or could this wait till after the election?
Well, that too is a subject of some debate. I'd like to get it done before the election. That would be best, you know. And I trusted that you know, mature minds could do it. You know, I had talked to everybody and tried to get the people in the room and so on, but apparently they have not been able to get it done. So it's going to get a little bit more of my attention. And I still feel that there's far more to be gained by saying yes. I mean, it's, you can say, well, it's just one project, and it is, but it's a domino. You know, like you said, success begets success. One thing leads to another,
right.
And it just sends the absolute wrong message. It's the wrong thing for all parties involved. And I'm hoping, I'm still hopeful. In fact, I'm actually still optimistic that we will get to yes.
All right. We have talked about a lot of economic indicators here. We've talked about the Delta Township plant. We've talked about the environmental cleanup and General Motors' role in that. We have talked about this ranking from the Milken Institute showing Lansing now the seventh largest growth of any metro region in America in terms of jobs. I want to talk to you for a minute about outsourcing. And your position on this is very clear. You're looking for jobs here. You've talked about make it for free in Michigan or make it for free in Lansing, whatever the case may be. Would you be willing to go on an independent mission, whether your chair is in City Hall or in the state capitol, to China to try to bring jobs back to mid-Michigan?
Well, you know, Jennifer Granholm used to say she'd go anywhere to bring back jobs.
But she hasn't been to China. She's been a lot of places.
Right. Right. I mean, but even when you say I'll go anywhere, there have to be caveats to that, because obviously there's limits to time and money, and a trip to China would be very expensive. I have taken a trip or two, not on city payroll, not on city expense, but I went to Korea, and it was paid for by the Korean government. I went to Taiwan. It was paid for by somebody else on a fact-finding thing. And I tried to work business into it, of course. I was marketing Lansing the whole time. But these things, I mean, and I've been to Jerusalem, you know, these things have to be orchestrated. If I was going to go to China, it would have to be, you know, very carefully scripted. It would have to be, you know, there'd have to be a real prospect. I don't mind courting a Chinese business if they're interested in coming to Michigan, if they're interested in coming to this country. I don't mind it a bit. I'm for jobs here.
But there's a tremendous amount of competition now to bring Chinese industry to the United States. Arnold Schwarzenegger just went over there, and he's put a lot of investment into this, the relationship between China and California. And there have been two or three real success stories of Chinese investment in the state of Michigan. Is that something that you think is promising, or is China going to be a four-letter word for the foreseeable future?
Well, I think that that is up to the Chinese government, to the communist government. You know, and people, the fact of the matter is they've got issues over there. Now, we have issues here, but they have issues with human rights. You know, they've got a guy who just won the Nobel Peace Prize. They've got him in jail.
Mm-hmm.
And when his family tried to have a little party in his absence to celebrate, the police broke it up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't appreciate the way they treat their citizens. I have a real problem. Let me be clear. I'm an American. I'm a small D Democrat. I believe in democracy.
Sure.
I have a real problem with the government that keeps its people down and violates their human rights. And then the other problem is they don't play by the rules in terms of fair trade. They manipulate their currency. They artificially keep their products cheaper. It's not a level playing field.
I'm not talking about the Chinese government, though, Virg. I'm talking about Chinese companies.
But you are talking about the Chinese government. I have to argue
okay.
with you.
All right,
you are talking, because when you talk about Chinese businesses, the government owns half of most of them. They operate on a different system. You know, we're operating on one system. They're operating on another. Right. We need a level playing field.
It seems pretty clear that a number of them are at least looking for ways, whether it's wind turbines or whatever other business opportunity in the United States. And I just wanted to know whether Michigan was going to be a player in that game.
Well, I hope so, but I think we made a mistake. Frankly, I think we made a mistake in letting them into the WTO, the World Trade Organization, in 2001 until they changed their ways and played by the international rules. The fact is they're playing with one set of rules. We're playing with the rest of the world is playing with another. Our trade deficit has done nothing but soar, and our unemployment has gone up every year practically since they joined the WTO. They are benefiting disproportionately. We are not. So they've got to change some of their ways. I'm sorry, I can't just look the other way. American democratic values matter to me, and I think they should matter to every American.
All right. I am looking at some poll numbers I just got today, and I don't want to spend a lot of time on the horse race here. But I have seen Mark Schauer now has a 6-point lead. Gary Peters has a 5-point lead in the 7th and 9th congressional districts, respectively, and these numbers are from Epic MRA. Is this encouraging to you, or is there something else here that you think in the last couple of weeks can trigger a Verge-style comeback?
Well, I mean, that's great news, what you just told me, that Schauer and Peters are up. Is that what you just said?
That's what I just said. These are numbers in at about 6:12, so these are less than an hour old.
Well, they're both friends of mine, and I'm delighted, and they're good people and good public servants, so I'm delighted that they're winning. That, of course, is very good news to me, and I can only hope and believe that we're on the upswing as well. If they are, then that should portend well for us.
All right. Verge, thanks so much. I appreciate it. We'll talk with you soon.
Thanks, Jack. Take care.